There I was on Sunday, right? And I didn't. I mean, have you ever done any gardening?
Do I look like the sort of man to do my own gardening?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't either. I mean, some people love it, don't they? It's their fucking hobby.
They do.
Whereas I did it as a necessity because we live in this several hundred year old farmhouse, right? And around the outside, there's certainly around the back, there's like a concrete skirt. And there's a path to my office here and my patio outside. And you know, you just don't notice things day by day. And all of a sudden you look and you think, fuck, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
A bit like kids growing up. Well, I looked on Saturday, which has been like lovely weather week this weekend. I looked on Saturday and thought, fucking hell. I'm sure this path was about 2.5 foot wide. And I'm walking every day down like 9 inches of concrete. What's happened? And I realized that everything had just grown. So I spent most of Sunday afternoon stripping things back. It was surprisingly hard work. It wasn't heavy or anything, but it's just a lot of it. And I got my fucking motorized strimmer out. But here's the really cool thing. The exercise and stuff I've been doing with Toby made things so much easier. Nothing hurt while I was doing it. Bending down, kneeling down, standing up, lifting the strimmer, using the spade and stuff. I even fixed the fucking rotary washing line. That's how sad I am. But I've got to buy a new one though.
What?
It's been out of the air for at least 12 years. So that was all good, but I woke up yesterday morning and I felt like I'd been put into prison and gang raped by the entire wing. Honestly, I was fucking, really, I was like, places. I didn't realize I had places. Yeah, because it's just, I mean, I was fit and strong and the rest of it, and it was an easy job, but I was obviously using muscles in ways that I'm not typically used to using. So it hurt. But the thing is, pain, when you do anything new, it's painful.
What do you have
even done if that
just
like
in the arse fuck of nowhere?
Oh, in this particular case, yeah, because it was, I was getting wet feet when I walked to my office, basically.
No, okay, so.
And it's got to the point where we've got an orchard, and it's all overgrown. I want to strip that back. This is just something to do. I find it quite therapeutic, to be honest. So I need to get myself some tools. But what I need more than anything is protective gear, because I got some leather gloves, but these brambles, you know, fucking up. You would not want to fall naked into this briar patch, I'm telling you. And it's all around the house.
Are we really out of sync?
How do you mean?
Is there a big old delay?
I don't know.
I think there might be. I'm just going to pause it and refresh to see if that fixes it. I feel like there's a big old delay. One second.
Okay. Oh, I was hoping that I'd been recorded.
We're back. No, it wasn't recorded, and don't you dare repeat it. We got some more bramble bushes. I'm in a new place, so any technical difficulties are largely my fault.
All your fault.
Fucking hotels and their Wi-Fi.
You're in a hotel?
So we're in this... it's called All Suites. So it's a hotel where it's just suites, if that makes sense. So it's a little flat. There's a bedroom up here and then this one bed down below, kitchen, living area. And we just needed a little stopgap for 9 nights until we fly back to England. Because our previous landlord, the place we've been at before, had unfortunately made another booking for these 9 nights before we left, because that person had taken it to December. So it was like, do you mind? I'll give you, you know, a nice hefty, gave us 50% discount on the second month because of it. I was like, yeah, fuck it. But these places, sometimes they just neglect their internet and drives me crazy. So technically it's a hotel, you know, it's restaurant on site. There's a pool, there's a gym. You phone down to reception, they'll bring you extra pillows, but it's a flat.
You're such a fucking millennial, aren't you? Complaining about the internet.
Wait, How is that millennial?
Because when I was a lad, it's important to my job, mate. You didn't have internet.
Yeah, because of course you're an online marketer, aren't you?
No, digital nomad.
Anyway, let's get on with the fucking podcast, because I've got to go get my son from the airport shortly. Well, this afternoon. But I've got to speak to a client.
Essex, way. Mate. I've got Essex.
Essex, yeah. Essex, you know, Chelmsford in Essex. Essex, I'll bring this up because...
You don't know what where that's from, do you? I've got Essex.
No.
It's from the in-betweeners.
No, great. Fascinating. You've quite finished.
The listeners will appreciate it. You carry on.
We have listeners. Amazing. I thought I was just talking to you. Ethics. As I wrote and kind of laboured the point somewhat in M82 a couple of times, people try to make sales and selling into an ethical and a moral dilemma, and thereby claim the moral high ground by not doing it. Basically, the tack they take is selling and is immoral and unethical per se, therefore I'm not going to do it. Look at me, look how great I am. And really what they're doing is masking their fear, because selling itself is, well, arguably, I actually think it's the moral thing to do. But worst case scenario is selling and sales are neutral. How you do them can be moral or immoral, but the actual act itself is arguably neutral. But I actually think it's the morally correct thing to do, because if you've got a certain skill set or a product and you know someone is having difficulties, having problems, in pain, and you can solve that for them, wouldn't the hashtag be kind thing to do? And if you were showing hashtag empathy, right, if you had those things, wouldn't it be true that making the effort to get this person to see the value in what you're selling and buying it, wouldn't that be the ethical thing to do? Especially as if you're in business, you're pretty much sworn to solve people's problems. That's why we're in business. But anyway, that aside, I'm not going to argue the toss on that one. Except to say, selling per se is not an ethical or a moral dilemma. It shouldn't be anyway. And I suppose it depends how you define your morals. But again, there's no such thing as objective morality, unless you subscribe to the idea there is a god or gods, which I don't. I mean, I'm an atheist, have been since I was born. There's no such thing as objective morality. And even if you do subscribe to there being gods or a god, which one? Because there are a lot of them. I mean, there are 30,000 individual, separate, distinctly separate flavors of Christianity alone. And every single one of those 30,000 branches believes they are the one true religion. Fucking lucky, really, isn't it, if you're in one of them? Every 29,999 others have got it wrong, but you're lucky you got it right. Just because your parents told you so. Fucking laughable. But let's not talk about religion. So anyway.
Quick side note.
Go on.
But Bali is Hindu, and they have 33 million gods, I believe it is.
Oh, wow. Does anybody actually know them all? It'd take you a long time to say your prayers, wouldn't it?
No. Yeah, very long time. Anyway, carry on, mate.
So, I saw... People will resist selling, and I talk about this at length in M82, so people want to read that. It's in there. But I saw on LinkedIn the other day some complete twonk. He's not a very clever bloke, as you'll see in a moment. He was actually saying, and I've heard this before from people, charging for discovery calls, not that we call them discovery calls, but charging for an initial consultation is unethical and wrong. He actually called it theft. Well, that to me shows how stupid he is, because theft is very clearly defined as depriving someone of their property or the use of it permanently, or with that's the intention. Well, asking someone for money in exchange is not theft. Now, you could defraud them by selling something that doesn't actually represent what you give them. Fine. That's fraud. That's not theft. But he's objectively wrong. So that alone puts a fucking big elephant-sized dick up his fucking argument. But he basically was saying that it's unethical to sell people on a discovery call. And he had no good reason other than it was all emotional stuff, how he felt about it and putting pressure on people, et cetera, et cetera. But I find that very, very strange. Because we're all in business, right? We're here to make money and to sell our products and services. What's unethical about being paid for your time and insisting on being paid for your time and not giving it away for free? And it's not even as if charging for, say, a discovery call or a consultation is a brand new model no one's ever heard of before. It's not breaking any fucking mold. And I say that because anyone here who's taken their dog to a vet has done this, right? You take your dog to the vet examines your dog, you come out, you pay for the consultation. Whether your dog is ill or not is irrelevant. You still pay for the fucking consultation. Yeah? You don't walk out there and say, well, my dog's well, I'm not paying you. Or I'll pay you if I like what you say. And if there's treatment, you pay even more. They may roll in the consultation with the cost of the treatment, of course, but no, it's not new to pay for something before you use it or to pay for someone's advice. If you go to the doctor here in Ireland, you pay the doctor for the consultation. In the UK, the NHS pays the doctor for your consultation. So he still gets paid, or she gets still gets paid. Dentists, again, you pay. Go for a restaurant, say you go to Nando's, you pay before they serve the food. If you sit there and don't eat it, guess what? You don't get a refund, not unless there's something drastically wrong with the food. So this is not a new idea. It's not something new and groundbreaking. All we're doing is translating it to the soft service kind of area, niche, if you like. Now, people then might say, yeah, but solicitors and accountants and certain other people, they give free consultations. Well, so what? It's a choice. They don't have to. And anyone who comes into our world will unequivocally be told, probably someone to stop doing that. Now, of course, people would now say, yeah, but John, you and Connor don't charge for your calls. And that's absolutely true. But we don't give away free consultations. There's a difference. When we get someone on a call, what we're doing is we are qualifying them. And we're getting what's called quid pro quo. Now, when people first come into our world and we teach them about this, the obvious quid pro quo is money. You get paid beer tokens for the advice you give or the consultation, your time. We get something else. What that is, I'm not going to go into here. It's not appropriate. If you want to know, you can fucking well pay us and become clients. But we do get something from it. We are not giving away our time. And our calls, the one with me and the one with Connor, and I'm very clear about this, before you get on the phone or get on Zoom with me, they are not consultations where you ask us questions and we demonstrate our skill and expertise and solve your problems and give you ideas and advice in the hope you see, oh, these guys know what they're talking about. I'll buy something from them. That's not what we do. Some people do that. And what happens is they'll get on a call with someone, they'll give them loads of free advice, and that person will go away and say, yeah, I really like what you've said. I'll give that a go and I'll let you know how we get on. Okay. All right. Thanks. Or worse, yeah, I really like what you say. I want you to put together a proposal for me. Oh, great. Yeah. Put together a proposal. So you summarize what you talked about on the call and go into even more detail and give them a fucking workable action plan of how you fix their problem. Send it to them. And guess what? Crickets. Tumbleweed. They go away, and what they will often do, is they will take your proposal and they'll go to Fiverr or freelancer.com or Upwork and get some small brown person to do it for them. You know? And they might not have intended to do that, but when they're sitting there around their little table talking about it, someone's like, well, why don't we just get someone else to do it? This guy's expensive. So anybody who's listening to this who's worked with us will know this. And we're completely unashamed about it. And we'll tell them this to their face. You know, when we sold you, this is what we did. And I'll tell you now, if you get on a call with me and Connor, you won't get free advice. We'll tell you if we can solve your problem, but we won't tell you how we're going to do it. There's also reasons we won't tell you how we're going to do it. One, no, because, yeah, you might go away and just try and do it yourself and do it badly. Perhaps get someone else to do it badly. But the main reason is, it can't help you because you ain't fit to judge what we do. If you were, you wouldn't need to speak to us. You'd be doing it. So you come to us and say, I've got this yay problem. And we say, oh, here's what you do about it. And you say, well, that won't work. That won't work. I've tried that. Yeah, but you did try it our way. Yeah, but it just won't work. No one else is doing it. So all of a sudden, we're fucking arguing with you about what we're going to do. And you're not even paying us for this argument. So why would we do that? So if no, we would say, yeah, we can solve your problem. And if you don't get it solved, it's going to be really bad. But if you want us to solve it for you, pay us. What's unethical about any of that? Seriously, what is unethical? Well, I've spent 20 years, as I sit here today, with this vast fucking planet-sized brain. Obviously, I've got TARDIS technology because the inside of my skull is bigger than the outside. Straight out Doctor Who, though. But I've got 20 years' experience and skill and learning in all this. Why the ever-living fuck would I dispense it to you for free? So you can go and make money in your business, but I'm not making any in mine. Do I look that... I mean, I know I look a bit odd, but do I look that fucking stupid, really? Really?
Some people do seem to have an aversion to making money.
Well, I think they want to make the money, but they want people to give it to them for out of the goodness of their heart, almost, because they deserve it. They're entitled to it. I mean, this is not the same thing, but it's indicative of the way society is going. I saw someone complaining because basically the gist of the post was, and I'm paraphrasing, oh, great, cost of living is increasing, world economy is going to tits up, and Spotify is increasing the price of their family offering by a couple of pounds a month. I mean, how entitled is that? You either use it or you don't. You know? And because I was saying, it's great. This is LinkedIn 2024. People pissing and moaning about the price of luxuries. And someone says, how is it a luxury? It's a fucking streaming music service. People's livelihood. Oh, yeah, well, Spotify don't pay people very much. But that's nothing to do with you on the front end. That's to do with the back end. You don't like it. You know, no one's making you listen to Spotify. You're quite free to cancel your subscription. It does not fucking nothing.
Refuse to believe, John, that someone actually said to you, how's Spotify a luxury?
I promise, I could probably find it if I wanted to, because it'd be somewhere in my notifications. Somebody basically saying, how's it a luxury? It's music, how is it a luxury? How entitled is that? I mean, we got 2 million people in Gaza. Well, 2 million less than 30-odd grand we've been killed. It's about 2 million people living in Gaza. They're basically living in a giant Lego box now, aren't they? And many of them are on the brink of starvation. It's difficult to know what kind of hardship. And it must be fucking awful. Similarly, in Ukraine, I'd imagine, parts of Ukraine. Yeah. And we've got these people complaining because their entirely optional streaming music service is costing £2 a month more. Fucking hell. And people say to me, why do you hate social media, John? Oh, I don't know. Fucking hell, man.
Jesus. Add it to Maslow. Add it to Maslow's hierarchy and those things.
How high up the fucking pyramid will that be? I remember, right? And get this. Yeah.
Go on.
I swear this is true. Talking about Spotify. Several years ago now, pre-COVID, I remember seeing someone posting, bearing in mind, this person was an abundance coach. Right? But this is one reason it stuck out to me like a fucking hard one in a nudist kindergarten, you know? This guy was an abundance coach, and he was posting his step-by-step plan of how he gets free premium Spotify. Bearing in mind, it's what, $9.99 a month for a single user or something like that? It certainly was at the time. It was peanuts. And he's an abundance
coach. My God.
He says, there's a thing called sharklasers.com. It's like a free disposable email thing. You can use it for opt-ins and stuff. Yeah? He says he gets a Sharp Lasers email, signs up for a new Spotify account, 1 month free premium, and changes it every month. So he doesn't have to put up with ads and he never has to pay for it. I couldn't quite believe what I was reading. I was thinking, I can't get my head around this. You're talking of 10 quid. And you're an abundance fucking coach.
I don't know
how we got off
topic complaining about how much Club Wilbur Spotify paid per stream.
Say again?
No, we're way out of sync here. I said these are the same people that complain about how much Spotify pay the artists per stream they receive of their music. They'll say it's a paltry sum, but they'll moan about a £2 increase.
Yeah, maybe if you paid it a little bit fucking more, Spotify would pay them a bit more.
But all these things are optional as well. No one has to have a Spotify account. Now, I cancelled my Spotify account because I wasn't listening to it.
I had a paid Spotify one, family one, and I've got a paid SoundCloud one, which only I use. And I asked my wife and I asked my kids, do you actually listen to the Spotify account? They said, no. I said, cancel them because I don't either. But the SoundCloud one, it cost me like 10 quid a month and I've had it for years. And it's great because it's nearly all tech.
John, we are so out of sync and so off topic. I think we just fucking wrap it up.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it up then. Perhaps people will enjoy listening to it because it's been quite funny. Maybe they won't, I don't know. We've had at least one person say that why is it going to be square? Fuck me.
God.
All right, we're going then.
Most chaotic episode in a while. I hope that we're talking all over each other. For the next time, I'll be sure to have better internet. Whilst we've been so out of sync in the fucking 30-second delay in between each of us talking, I've managed to find five different co-working spaces to do this from next time. Anyway, I'm struggling to I don't want to stop talking so John doesn't butt in because it will pop in 10 seconds later. Anyway, if you want to work with us, email holly@wellfedbusiness.com. If you've made it this far, Jesus Christ, you have the patience of a saint and love us far too much. Honestly, go see a doctor. You must be obsessed with us because this has been chaotic, to say the least. Anything to say, John, 30 seconds later, probably by the time you hear this?
I've just heard what you said. No.